Hello, it's Friday, the 8th of November, the year of our Lord 2024. Here we are. First show since the election. I did stay up all night. I didn't go to sleep. And I do believe my darling friend, who's now in Nashville, the wonderful Tanya Joy, she's here now. Did you sleep on
Hello.
Tuesday?
I did. I actually went to bed early because I think that we all had such major PTSD from 2020. I never thought we would know that night. We haven't known the night of an election. I mean, there's always something going on. And so we went to bed. Yeah, we went. I had my friend over and we were having like a girl's sleepover, and 11 o'clock came around and we were like, you know what, let's just go to bed. Who knows? This is going to take all night, you know? And so we went to bed and I woke up around 4:45 in the morning, which is not uncommon. And, I was like half awake, half asleep. And I thought, oh, let me just check the phone and just see if there's any more information. And I did. And all of a sudden, I see all of these things that he won. And I was in shock, quite frankly. And then went back to sleep. And then my friend and I woke up and we just celebrated all day. We watched all the Rumble channels first thing in the morning to see like, whoa, what happened? And did he like was it a full red wave? And I don't know if you've seen the clip now, but there's some images out now that is a breakdown of per county, and the entire nation is red, other than very, very tiny speckles of
Well,
blue. So
it's the states without who don't ask for voter ID are the ones that are blue. Oh, the
well, and it's
irony.
the great thing, it's not even a whole state anymore. It's only very, it's not even half the states that went, like the counties, that because this breaks it down by county. So within our states, we have all these counties. So a state may have gone blue, but the majority of the state was red. I'll have to
Wow.
send you the picture. You'll love this image.
Yeah,
It's a
I'll
very
use it
cool
for the cover
image.
of this
Yeah.
show.
And it breaks it down at a much deeper level. And when you look at this, it was, it, I mean, they're saying, all over, this is the greatest political comeback in history.
It's incredible. And
Yeah.
last night things were kicking off. Hang on, let's go back to the left. Yeah, well, I stayed up all night. I must have gone to bed about probably when you were getting up. And that's
Yeah.
another thing. You guys, when I watch Julie Green, and sometimes I see her clock.
I
And
know.
it's like 3:40. I'm like, have you just got up? Or are you just going to bed? You guys over there wake up so early.
I know.
What's with that? I don't
I
get
don't do
that.
that. I don't do that. But yeah, Julie and a lot of them do. They get up at 3, 4 in the morning. I am a night person
Me too.
personally. So I'm like up until 2 and then going to sleep when they're waking up, but yeah, it was a great night. It was a great day. It felt like we were, Christmas morning or Easter morning or whatever. It felt like a holiday. It felt surreal. We went out for breakfast and had mimosas, and I had all my USA stuff on, and people had Trump hats on, MAGA hats, and there was such a camaraderie. You'd see people and be like, "I love your hat," and they'd be like, "It's a good day." We're like, "It's a real good day," and you just could feel it. There was a shift in the atmosphere. Very, very severe instant shift in the atmosphere. We're already seeing major things here, good things changing, right away. Since this has happened, we saw a huge jump in the in Bitcoin. Bitcoin went up, I think, almost $5,000 or $6,000 overnight. The stock market went up after his win. Very large. So the economy jumped. They've already started to lower interest rates. The feds, even though he's not back in just yet, they still have already started that. There was something that came out yesterday, I think it was, or maybe it was this morning. Hamas has already
Yes,
started
that's
to.
what I was going to get to. Last night, Hamas said they wanted peace.
Yeah.
Putin's come out, said they wanted peace. And I feel like, oh my gosh, it's happening. And now, the Brunson brothers,
Yeah. Oh,
Loy
yeah.
and
Very well, Loy. Yeah, I
Loy
know
and
Loy.
Rayland and everything. Well, Aunt Christine, they'd interviewed them ages and ages ago.
Yeah, I know.
And Christine and that they'd interviewed them. And apparently, I think it's Loy's case. There's
Yeah,
been a
that picked
decision
up.
made on it, but it hasn't been
Oh.
released. And he's, yeah, and but he's been sworn to an NDA. Now, I
Oh
don't know
my
where
God.
Christine's got this from, but
Okay.
I know that she does know them. But apparently, he can't speak anything. So,
Wow.
if the Supreme Court rule, you need to tell me this because, I'm not American, even though I know your politics better than I do the UK's at the
I
moment.
know you sure do.
It's
Yeah.
crazy. But is it right? Am I right in thinking is if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the Brunson brothers court case about the 2020 election, surely that would mean all the people involved with the steal, which would include Pence, which would include William Barr, which would include Mike Pence, and what's his name? And I used to like him, Pompeo, but I didn't realize that he was
Yeah,
like
God.
another kind of
Yeah.
what's his face? What's the guy? What's the warlord guy? The little guy, grey haired, not Mitch McConnell, the other one,
Oh,
Lindsey
yeah.
Graham. I didn't realize that that's what Pompeo was like. But all of those people, surely they're committing treason against the. They're going against the will of the American people.
Yeah.
They're creating a coup. Surely they would have to be arrested. Now, redacted news 40 days ago, about 40 days ago it was, they did a story that amendment, a 28th Amendment was trying to be pushed through for continuation of government if 100 members of Parliament, Senate or House are no longer with them, all of a sudden they're not there. What would be the
Interesting.
continuation of
Well,
government? So
yeah. So,
Redacted was saying they thought it was going to be used. They said, why are they doing this just before the election? But it hasn't gone through.
right.
So what if
I
it
mean,
goes through
there is
now?
so, it would be very interesting. I mean, I don't think anybody knows what's coming next.
No.
I really don't. I think we've all known there's going to be something that is drastic. Now, this was drastic. But the fact that the other side is just they've conceded and they've made a big deal to state, see, the elections aren't rigged. They're all good. They're all fine. Well, the
Yeah.
fact that when now you look back, now the proof is even greater to show that the 2020 election was rigged
Yeah,
with
so
him
where have
having
all those
more than
extra votes of
81.
Biden's gone to? Where have they
Right.
all gone?
Right. So, and it's the only year all the way back to, I think they went back to 2008 or maybe even before then, 2002. I've got the graphics saved somewhere. So this, I think that, you know, if Julie said it this morning, a lot of people, I think this is the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
I think it was great news and we all needed this news and it's obvious he not only, I mean, we won everything. We won the House, we won the Senate,
Oh,
we won the
you've got
president.
it, have you? Because I know you'd kept
I'm pretty sure the last I heard was that we won all of it. Now, I don't know because I know there's still votes being looked at. But from the last I heard, we took all of it. And the thing is that he also won the popular vote. So
yeah.
this was not just electorate. This was popular vote. And for, you know, the way voting works here is very strange, and very few people understand the way the electoral actually works because the electoral that's where things get messed up in the, and I get it. It is a safety net in many cases, but that is where things can get messed up. But to say that the entire, you know, the majority in this country right now and outside the country, but the majority in this country is pro-Trump, pro these changes. But the fact that they are just conceding, they're just going, yes, we're going to let him go. We're going to not interfere. That tells me that something else is being put in place behind the scenes. And I don't know what it's going to be or what they're going to do. I just don't think they're going to just put their tail between their legs and walk away. I just don't feel that. So it's a very strange atmosphere. I feel like it's. Like this morning, I got attacked by somebody online. So I think we are going to see the vitriol and the disgust and the demons, because that's really what it is, right? We don't fight flesh and blood. We fight spiritual principalities. So the demonic, I believe we're going to see stronger for a while. But we know that we know that the devil lost. We know that. If anyone knows the word, you know that God wins. He already won. He's already taken the keys of Hades. It's not even something to come. He's already done it. So, I don't know, but the Brunson case, I think we are going to see some major things. I really do. Between the Brunson case, I mean, I don't really know what they could do. I don't know if they'll put the people, put them in jail. I don't really know. I don't know if they should be convicted of treason and sedition. That's what they should be. That's what any of those that signed off, any of the 2020 people involved, that's what should happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
But
there was that executive order, wasn't there, when that Trump signed when he first came in, that any corporation person involved with crimes against humanity, i.e. kids and trafficking, it can go on, pharmaceutical industry,
all
he
of it,
signed it, didn't he? And he said they would be prosecuted to the full force of the law, and they would have every single asset seized from them, everything taken. So think
and
of
that would
all of those
and think about this.
corporations.
Now think about this too. You think about the wealth transfer.
Yeah,
Because
exactly.
there's a lot of discussion about, taxation. We know taxation is absolutely invalid here.
Yeah.
It's wrong. I mean, my gosh, look at the Boston Tea Party. Look at the things that happened from that tax, which was what, like a not even a percent of a tax hike. And look at what happened. So if indeed they follow through with this, which would be fantastic, if indeed this gets followed through and all of that gets taken from them, I mean, biblically, when you look in the book of Exodus, all of
Exactly.
those things get handed to God's people. I don't know
Exactly.
how that could happen. There's no way I can possibly comprehend
But in the
how they
words of
do
Julie
that.
Green, but God.
Exactly. And that's what could be coming. So I'm just kind of, I know for me, I mean, we've talked about this. I'm more of a seer. And so I feel things very strongly. I sense them. I don't always know when I feel them what it is. A lot of times I assume it's me and my life, and I get dark and I get depressed and all of those things. But I am learning that, sometimes that's not the case. A lot of times it's because of what's happening in the big picture, the bigger picture, the bigger scene. So I don't know. I think it's just going to be, we can't put our guard down. We cannot just start celebrating to the point, think of this just came to me, right? Think of the Israelites when they get to the through the Red Sea and they get across the Red Sea and they are ecstatic. They had to have been ecstatic. And they turn around and who's right behind them? The very Pharaoh, the very, evil government that let them go, that conceded. That government conceded. The Pharaoh conceded. He said, let him go. Get out. Go quickly. Get out of here before I change my mind. They get all the way across the Red Sea and turn around, and there's their enemy. So that's almost, I almost feel like that's really accurately where we are right now. We're on the other side of the Red Sea. But that sea has not crashed in around them yet, and it has to. And I don't know what that means. And maybe God's going to give people another, maybe there's still time, right? There very well could be time for people to be making
Road for themselves.
a different decision. Yep, they may be repenting. Who knows what some of these.
Well, I noticed Eric Adams is now pulled away all of those extra benefits. Is Eric Adams in New York?
I don't know who
He's
that. I don't know.
pulled all the, because every immigrant going into New York was getting, I don't know, 20 odd thousand dollars, for phones and everything else that they
Oh,
needed.
right. I
Pulled
didn't
all
see
that
that.
aid. He's pulled it all away.
Oh, that's interesting. See, and then think about
But
it.
then they're going to all get
Those
upset, aren't they? And
immigrants,
they're going to get
oh,
rattled.
yeah, those immigrants who've got weapons. Those people who've been let in, especially the fighters, the ones that are, we know that there are bad people who've come in. Those people are going to be angry at the left because the left is the ones that promised all these things. So if that gets pulled, those people are going to be mad. It's going to
And the
get interesting. I think
deportation.
Yep, it's going to be interesting. And then you think, I mean, that's just one side of it. Like then you think about RFK being involved and the exposure that's going to come now for the FDA and our food and all of
Fauci, Bill
our all oh my
Gates.
gosh, and all of the vaccines. And what's going to happen if it truly does come out for the mainstream people to see that the vaccines are what caused all these deaths?
And they're all complicit in pushing it.
I've got friend, another young friend that again, it, like you hear about it always. People that are dropping dead from heart attacks. Now, who knows? There could be drugs involved. There could be different things, but we know the majority of it is simply from the vaccine.
Now, just before we hit record, we were saying that I came across somebody who got very triggered earlier today and almost went very demonic towards me. And you've had that same encounter
It just
coming
happened this
across.
morning.
So
It just
what
happened to me this
happened?
morning. So I was on a call. I was on a show this morning. Do you know the Awake Nation people? Dave and Penny.
Yes, I haven't.
Okay.
I've never spoke to them, but I know of them. Yes.
Oh yeah, you should connect with them. That you
Well, put us in touch. Yeah.
Yeah,
So what happened?
you would love each other. Anyway, so I am on their show every other week. Love them. So I was on the show with them, and right before I went on air, someone, so you know, I'm in this new space and kind of here for a little while in this music industry space and trying to kind of figure out what am I doing here, and this is a whole different world, and trying to figure out can I get involved or whatever. And so while I'm here, I reached out to some groups about the music business and just saying, hey, I'm new and would like to connect and whatever. And some of those, a lot of people right away started friending me and very kind, welcome. We're so glad to meet you. It's a very friendly town, sending me private messages. And so this one person, it was like there were two of them. It was a personal account and then like the music account. And they reached out both accounts. And the second one was like, hi, beautiful. Well, that's always a red flag to me because that says to me, you've got alternative motives, And so I was a little cautious. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. And he said, he sent me, blew me up with all these photos of himself. And he's not a good looking person. So tons of pictures of himself that I'm like, why are you sending me all these? Like, I don't need this, And then the next thing after all the pictures was, are you single? And I thought, son of a gun. And this is what
Whoa,
happens. People,
wow.
this is something that I hate to say this because I always feel like when I talk about this, I sound so arrogant. And I'm not trying to sound arrogant at all. But I've got very beautiful hair right now. God has blessed me with, I had almost no hair 4 years ago from stress. The Lord has restored my hair, and so it's very long and full and healthy. And I mean, I was a pageant girl, so I know how to do makeup. You know what I mean? And whatever. And God has, my mother's beautiful, my sister's beautiful. We've been blessed. Okay. It's genes. And there are days that I don't look beautiful. You know what I mean? But there are days where I do. And I have had to deal with a lot of men who reach out and they are disgusting. And they want to supposedly help me get into the industry, whether it's acting or singing or whatever, because of my beauty. That's it,
I
right?
had a, took a screenshot one day of all the messages that came through, you know, in your spam folder on Facebook and your
Yes.
requests, and
Yeah.
you should have said the same similar thing. Hello,
It's
beautiful.
disgusting.
It's
Yeah.
just, and it's
It's
non-stop.
disgusting. It's
Like it was just,
disgusting.
and I just block, block, block. Now
That's what
it's
I,
very
yeah.
hard for people to
Right.
actually like befriend me, and any messages go into that
Yeah.
spam box. I very rarely look at it, but this day it was just one after the other.
It's just disgusting, and these guys don't understand that that's such a turnoff. Anyway,
It's
okay,
such a
I
turn
won't
off.
like divert so much. But anyway, so he said that, and I was like, great. And there's a part of me that I had a real interesting word a couple years ago, actually, by someone from Sean. I think it was from Sean Foyt's team. It was at one of the Reawaken, and they were so funny. They were praying over me, and they said, your beauty is going to be what gets you in the door to big meetings, and then your words are going to make like major changes. Like they almost made it sound like it was going to be like at a national level with like
Wow.
key leaders. And I was like, whoa, that's so, you know, I've had to learn like, okay, Lord, you know, are you wanting to use whatever? I don't know. But anyway, he said that. Then he asked if I'm single. And so my response was, I am, but, you know, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm pursuing, you know, other things. And then he started blowing my phone up with all these, or not my phone, the Facebook Messenger, with all this other stuff and sending pictures of his house. I mean, just weird stuff. Oh, and so I kind of started to ignore it. Well, then I put a picture up on my my personal Facebook this morning, and it's a real cool quote about King David. I'm sure you've seen it, and it's like something. I'll read it to you. I'll read it to everybody so that they know what it says. It says, "To think that God ordained a filthy-minded, adulterous, wealthy man with evil in his heart to preside over a nation challenges my self-righteous understanding. But he did, and that sinful man, by grace, gave us the Psalms." Hashtag King David.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So it's a beautiful image, and it's a beautiful depiction of how God uses broken, bad people. And thank God he does, or I'd be totally never be able to be used ever, right? Yeah. So anyway, I posted that, and this person, this guy who had been blowing up my stuff, posted on there and said, like, something to the effect of, like, this is disgusting that the religion of God is being perverted by this clown, and his sheeple are his satanic cult. And so I'm like, hold the phone. Wait a second. And so I wrote back, I go, excuse me, I'm not exactly sure. Are you speaking about Trump and the people who follow him? And then he responded, read the book of Revelation, and then sent me this long private message telling me I was deceived by Satan, that Trump was the devil, that I bought the bullshit he's selling. Sorry for swearing, but that if I was a Christian, I would not support a racist who was a 34 time. I mean, I'm reading this to you what it says.
Yeah.
And the way that they talk, and this is where you know that it's the devil, because they start typing and it's like four words and then a new sentence, four words, you know, they hit send. It's like they're spewing. They're literally vomiting out their mouth or out the keyboard. And then the next one, rapist, adulterer, piece of shit human being, wake the F up. That man is no Christian. Block me. You need to wake the hell up if you call yourself a Christian voting for this piece of shit, Antichrist. And all of that before I could say anything. And so then I responded, wow, well, this is very insightful. I never called you one name nor swore at you. The mouth speaks what is in the heart. Thanks for showing your true colors. And then I blocked him. And then I took the picture of it and I blasted it on my Facebook and in the big music scene group that I met him on, and said, I sure hope this is not the industry here, but this was a real nice welcome. So I don't put up, you know, but then of course, then I get nervous, you know, because I'm by myself, and that's a scary thing.
Yeah, I know exactly. I know exactly. You and I, we're in such a similar, I mean, we're both born on the same day, weren't we?
I know.
But same birthday. The two of us have actually, well, I mean, you've had major issues going on, but
and so have you.
And I kind of walking the same, I literally the same paths across the pond. Yeah.
Across the pond.
They exactly. Focus on the vulnerable, the single mums, the mums who are trying to do anything. They can't get proper work because of what they, you know, their path that they're doing. And it's literally the same path you and I are walking, but on different sides of the continent. And I can't sing.
Well, that doesn't matter. But it's true that it's a crazy, crazy thing. And I don't know. It's very, very difficult to be in that space. And that's where, when that happened again this morning, I thought, see, again, this is why we have to be diligent. Yeah. We have to be cautious. You know, we still have to be strong and bold, and I will be. And that's why I took it and I blew it online. And if it means I'm going to get, I don't know, they may kick me out the group now. I don't know. And I don't care, because if that's, I will not tolerate being talked to like that by another human, let alone a man. I just won't do it. I won't do it anymore. You know, there were years ago that I would have tried to maybe be nice, or I would have gotten my stomach upset, you know, and been all nervous. I just, when somebody, and the people who know me, and they probably would say the same thing, your friends, about you, people who know me know, like, don't cross Tanya. Like if you send something or say something online that's wrong, that's disrespectful and terrible, like she'll just put you online and talk about it. I mean, and I will, because I have enough of a following that
exactly.
I will expose it. It's evil and I'm going to expose it. I'm not going to shove it under a rug. I'm just going to snapshot it and put it right on out there for people, you know? So anyway, yeah, that happened right before.
Wow. And we're seeing clips of libs melting down at the moment, but they really, it's the demonic side of things that they are really just showing themselves. And you said earlier that Julie Green's been talking about this. What she's been saying? Because I haven't seen her for,
Yeah, I listened to her this morning, and I don't get to listen to her a lot because I just don't, right? But I listened to her this morning, and it was so good. One was really interesting because yesterday I felt led to go online and talk about Psalm 23. And so I did. And today she said the same thing. And so that's always fun to me because it makes me feel like, okay, good. I'm hearing, you know, the right things when somebody says something like that. But so she was just saying, you know, this is the calm before the storm, and we need to be aware of that. And we need to, you know, stay alert, stay vigilant, and still celebrate. And that's where it's this strange fine line. And the people that are not following what God is doing cannot comprehend this. And she said the same thing. She said there is a veil over their eyes. They can't possibly comprehend. And I would fully agree with that. In fact, I need to find it. But there's a part in Revelation that talks about it, actually, you know, that mentions how in the end times, the people will be blinded, you know, that there is a veil that's put over, that God actually puts the veil over their eyes. You know, and it's just kind of, it's just, we're in crazy days, but I feel like it's like the days of, and Julie always talks about the Exodus, but I really feel like we're at that space. We are crossed the sea. Finally, we've all been waiting, thinking we crossed the Red Sea. I think we just crossed the Red Sea. And now I think that we're waiting for that to crush our enemies. And I believe that will come because it says it will come. And then those people, the Israelites who actually followed and made it into the promised land, right? Because they didn't all make it. Some of them doubted and they did not make it. But the ones who made it in, they restarted their lives and their towns and their cities. They restarted everything with the plunder that was left from when they left Egypt. So that's where I believe we're headed. And I don't know how long that's going to take. I would think sometime between now and, you know, the inauguration. And who knows what's going to happen between now and then, you know?
Yeah. What about, have you heard much about, you know, who he's going to have in his administration? I know the lady who ran his campaign. I can't remember her name at the moment. She's Susan been picked Wild. For chief of staff.
I know, which is historic. For people that don't know, and this is, I keep wanting to, I'm like, I really want to track this stuff because the people who are so anti-Trump, they're like, well, women are screwed. They don't pay attention. This is the first time a female has ever sat in that position ever in the history of the nation. It's historic. A woman is going to be his chief of staff. That has never happened. That's huge. Huge, huge, huge news. RFK Jr. will be heading up the health. I forget the Department of Health, which is huge because right now we have a transgender male in that position. So there's a picture out there right now with this transgender male who, not to be rude, but he's so ugly.
Oh like, my and- gosh. I'm actually, do you know what? That's bizarre you saying that because I'm at the one with the little crown, like the flower crown.
No, he doesn't know. He's heavy set, heavy, has real long, wavy, grayish hair. He's very ugly.
Oh, yes, I've seen that one. I'm looking at another one.
And he used to be like a general in the military or something.
For goodness sake.
And now we've got RFK Jr., who's like this big, buff man's man, you know, like it's so awesome. Elon Musk is going to be heading up.
Sorting out the government departments, isn't he?
What's that?
Isn't he sorting out the government, like getting rid of unnecessary government?
I think it's something with tech, like tech.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know for sure. I don't know. I keep seeing pictures. So I don't know fully yet who's, the information is coming out so fast and it's kind of hard. And I don't know that they fully have announced everything just yet.
Okay.
But yeah, it's gonna be interesting. We're getting a lot of stuff,
Yeah.
a lot of changes are coming very
But there
quickly.
is gonna, they're not gonna go quietly. There's
I don't
absolutely
think so.
no way that they are gonna
Yeah.
go quietly.
It would
But
make no
people have got
sense.
to expect it. I know a couple of the prophets are predicting that the stock exchange will go shooting up and then it will just go
Well, and it
crash.
just did, right? So that was huge, a huge thing. That's what happened the night of the election. The stock market went flying high, and so did Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I don't know
it
how they can. I mean, the prophets are saying the stock exchange, there'll be a big high and then it will suddenly crash. I mean, I don't. Yeah, I'm
Yeah, I
not
don't know
sure
how that's gonna
how
work,
that would
and
happen.
if they shorted everything, that's how it would happen. So
Right,
that's where that's a financial background thing. So like the night before the election, stock for Trump's DJT stock, that started to be shorted. People were betting on it, and that's how they do it. So the fact that they lowered the interest rate. That could, we've got to watch all these little, they all these pieces fit together. So if they drop the interest rates real fast or do something like that, that could cause, it's kind of like what happened in 2008 with the housing crisis.
Yes.
It
And I know
looked,
BRICS, there's stuff going on with the BRICS nations as well.
yes. And
I
so it
saw some.
looked the opposite, during 2008, it looked like this was not going to happen. All the people that were betting on it crashing, they were getting in big trouble. People were like, that's not happening. Look what's happening. It's the opposite. It's the opposite. It's the opposite. And then boom, overnight, it was done.
So the last election, so Rick, my producer, he's had to take some time off with work. He bet a lot of money on Trump,
Oh, really?
a lot of money to win.
I was thinking about it, but I didn't exactly know how to do it. I was
No, well, you
seriously
see,
like,
I think I only had about £20 in the bank, and I
yeah, I was
obviously
like, I
bet
had no
Trump,
money to
but
do it.
it was obvious he won. But
Yeah.
that money that I mean, Rick lost a hell of a lot of money. I wonder what would happen if it turns out that they're going to, when it comes out that it was completely and utterly fraudulent, the last one. I wonder how that would work for people who had put their life savings or whatever on Trump to win. I wonder
Yeah.
how that all works out.
I don't know. I don't know how that's how come I didn't do it. I believe there was only one place you could bet on this election. I mean,
Oh, well,
I
over
looked
here,
at
you
it.
could do it anywhere. It was
Yeah,
everywhere.
here you couldn't. Here there was only one, I forget what it was called. There was only one place you could do it, and it was a big thing, but we couldn't figure it out. And then I was like, I have no money to do this. What am I gonna do?
Yeah,
So I
exactly.
mean,
But
I
it'd
didn't
be
do it,
interesting
but
to see what
I
happens.
know.
If
I don't know how it
good people
works.
coming around, they should
Right.
get, they should get their winnings.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's such an exciting time to be alive, and
It is.
I'm waiting now to see what's going to, even though I'm not following what's going on here in the UK at all. We've got the others to do, all the others are doing that. But it is going to have a domino effect worldwide.
It will. I
And we've
believe it
already had
will.
Putin wanting coming
Yes.
through that he wants to, he wants Trump's in. We've
Yeah.
had Hamas come forward.
I know. Hamas has already said that they're talking about, and now there's, of course, there's mixed messaging. There's some that are saying, well, that's because Israel is saying they're going to give up. I can't possibly think Israel's going to give up. But I think that they all know Trump is, he does not play around. He means business. That's how come we had no wars for 4 years when Trump was in last time. People don't understand that. Like, it's very interesting how so many Christians who hate Trump, but they're okay with war. They
I
hate the
know.
war. They hate the war. I even have friends that are Jewish, but they still hate Trump and they still want to vote for they voted Kamala, and it's like they don't know, they're blind. They don't
What?
know that that would literally be like voting in Hitler. Kamala, Biden, they were the ones who wanted to they don't want the Jewish people. They want an elite, high upper class people. That's it.
Communism. They want
Yeah.
Mao. They're like Mao. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
Lenin, Stalin. Do you know what
Yeah.
I mean? It's they're
It's
communists.
nuts. I know. It's nuts.
And does it work? How many to how? Why won't the left Where has it worked? Can they tell us any country that it really has worked? Okay, China is just this military regime and whatever. Do you know what I mean? Okay, if that's really what they see life as, well, but where else has communism worked? I can't think of anywhere.
No, nowhere. It's never
Exactly.
worked. Yeah, it's never worked anywhere. I don't understand it at all, but
It's
it's
insanity. So
yeah.
we've got to hold on. We've got to still hold the line.
Yes.
Be
I
happy,
would.
be joyous, still
Yep.
celebrate, but
Yeah.
be vigilant.
Be
Is that your
vigilant. That's, I
message?
think that's a good word. Yes, I would completely agree. And as I had said earlier on my show, I believe it's vital to remember Psalm 23 and Psalm 91 right now. I believe we need to be praying that over our families, over our lives, over our homes. When the plagues went through Egypt, God's people who listened and obeyed and knew that it was coming were protected. The ones who did not know it was coming were not protected. And so that's where, when people aren't willing to listen, I think you have to just move on. We can't, if you're in a burning building, you can offer to grab help and come on, let me help you out. But if they refuse, you have to keep going, And so I think it's just a lot of prayer, a lot of worship, and my God, a lot of prayer over President Trump and his family right now.
Amen.
Big prayer over his
Amen.
family.
Right. Well, we need to do at some point connect again to get all the diddy latest. I haven't seen anything.
Absolutely.
I
Well,
haven't
let's
seen
do it in the
anything.
next. No, I haven't either, but let's just plan on doing it again next week. Let's just do
Let's
another
do
one.
it. Let's do it. We should
Because
be doing it more often. We really
I'm
should.
not really, we could even do a video on mine if we want. I haven't done much with my show
We can
for
do
a
a
while.
simulcast, can't we? We can do a
Yeah, we totally
simulcast.
could. Yeah. So
Let's
let's.
sort it out. Tanya, Joy, thank you so much. If anybody is in Tennessee and in Nashville, get into some of the group. What groups are you in? Like, get in touch with Tanya Joy.
There, yeah, you
If
can,
you know of
people
any
can.
music, like
Yeah.
bands, you got a pub. I know I've got a lot of listeners over in Tennessee.
Yeah, for sure. Let me know because I'll tell you this was kind of scary now that it's a hard industry to get into, real hard industry here because everyone's talented. So it's very difficult to figure out how to do this here. It's a whole different world. Most people are very kind and very very cooperative. They want to collaborate, all of that. However, like I said, that person that I talked about earlier, that was someone from one of the local groups. So that
But it's
means
just
that
the one. It's only the one.
so far, yeah,
So
so
at
far it's
least
only
you've
that one.
smoked one out.
Yes, exactly.
So, let the rats show themselves because that's what they do.
Exactly. That's
That's
right.
what they do.
Exactly. This is
Darling,
awesome,
God
though.
bless
Thank
you.
you. God bless you. I'm so glad we got to do this
I
again.
know. And we'll do it again next week. We'll do it next
Sounds
week as
good.
well. And we'll do a diddy stuff. Tanya Joy, people can look up you up on Facebook. Website, is the website up? TanyaJoy.tv, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. Yep.
TanyaJoy.tv, check her out on Facebook as well. And I would say if you're in Nashville and or Tennessee, look Tanya up, get in some of the music groups if you are part of those. Reach out to Tanya. And hopefully it's looking pretty positive, actually. We
Yes.
could be coming to America in
I'm
January.
so excited.
I
Yay.
know. If it's God's will, that's how we're living. I don't know how that's going to be physically possible. But if God wants me there, I'm going to leave it up to him. But he needs to hurry up because we have to get visas and stuff.
Exactly.
So if he wants us there, we're going to be there. And we're going to be in Tennessee.
Amen.
Amen. Tanya Joy, darling, thank you so much. You go off and I know you've got a busy day, auditions probably, and filming and
Yes,
rehearsals.
one more audition I have to get done today. So,
Right. Well, off you trot, darling. Good luck. We love you so much over here. And thank you for joining us tonight.
thank
God
you.
bless, darling.
Bye.
Bye. So that's the first of a
Awesome.
aftermath catch up. Later on, we're going to be speaking to Tamara Lee, Dave Summerall from Stop Hate. Hopefully, James will be back. Brent Hamachek can't make it today, but we'll catch up in another time. Check out Tanya, libertytactics.co.uk. If you feel led to buy us a coffee towards our America fund, we would very, very much appreciate it. And I'll be back later. God bless.